Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey everybody, Tim Moore from The Bork. I just got off The Moment with Katie Turr and my buddy Vaughn Hilliard and a cast of characters. And we were discussing the Great American State Fair, how much of a disaster it is. We previewed Donald Trump's speech on Saturday night, which is going to be, I think, such a train wreck that I might even turn it on for 1 second. Probably not. I might wait till Sunday morning, but I'll at least be curious to see how big of a disaster it is. Maybe I'll just take a social media peek. And Katie also made me talk about Donald Trump's threesome comments, and so you'll just have to stick around for that. But in addition to that, the final segment, we got into the Joms Report. I didn't have a chance to talk about that on the pod with Susan Glasser today, so I just wanted to run that down with you guys because the economic picture is looking increasingly shaky. The non-farm payrolls, the jobs in June increased by 57,000, so 57,000 new jobs. That is not good. That is significantly slower than the 115,000 expectations that are being set. If we pull up this chart here, courtesy of our friends at CNBC, you know, this goes back to 2022. And, you know, basically it's like a ski slope going down. Looks like there's a little bit of a boost in the last month of Joe Biden, whatever that's worth. And then there have been very few, even passably good months of job growth during the Trump administration. Maybe the exception of March, April, May were okay. And now in June, we're back down to essentially nada, essentially a flat economy. Kind of worse than that number, even as the household employment plummeted. Total number of people at work down 507,000 in June. So that is not good. And then on MS, as Justin Wolfers pointed out, now if you look at the inflation number and kind of compare it to the wage growth number, what you're seeing is inflation is now outpacing wage growth. Like we're basically up about 4% inflation-wise during the Trump tenure and wage growth up 3.5%. So inflation passing wage growth means even if you have got a raise of 3%, that's entirely gotten eaten up by the inflation. So these numbers are ugly. It is not the catastrophe that Trump was barreling into with the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Like that has been slightly staved off. But the noteworthy thing is like he doesn't really have a plan for recovering it. And this is what I get into with Katie Turr. She was asking like, why does it seem like he doesn't care? I offer some theories about that. But I just, regardless of what the reason is, just the stated facts is that the Republicans don't have a plan. They're not even pretending like they have a plan for boosting the economy later this year. The only thing that they did is this housing bill that Trump's sitting on. You know, you would think even if they didn't really have a plan that they would at least pretend like they do, but they don't. There's no plan for Congress to do anything to help people struggling in the Trump economy. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out through the summer. And then as we get into the fall ahead of the midterms, whether that Trump approval number can get down from the Bush line down towards the Tricky Dick line. We'll see if that can happen. Fingers crossed. And not fingers crossed for the economy going bad, but fingers crossed that increasingly the scales fall from people's eyes as they realize Donald Trump is becoming a multi-billionaire while their little pay increase isn't even keeping up with inflation. So that's where we're at. Stick around. Threesome talk. I mean, what more do you want than that? And subscribe to the feed right here at The Bulwark. Appreciate you.
This segment is brought to you by The New York Times. Yes, The New York Times sponsoring us. Couldn't be more proud. I've been a fan of the paper ever since I was a kid. Now, you all know Bulwark Takes, we center our work on sharp analysis and commentary, but we can't really give our takes without fact-based reporting. As we covered on this channel, for instance, the Trump family is making billions of dollars since the president returned to office. Well, look, just this week, the Times had an incredible story on this. It came from Ben Protas, Andrew Fuller, Eric Lipton, and many others. They looked at the financials and they discovered that about $1.4 billion of the family's cryptocurrency business had been made just since Trump 2.0 came into effect. They were able to tell the story because the Times has journalists that know where to look, have the expertise in the documents, and they are committed to reporting out those details, and they do it factually and fairly. Those are just a few examples of the results of fact-based reporting that Times has come to personify. They allow you to decide what to think. Without fact-based reporting like this, the rest of us are just kind of guessing. So wherever you seek it out, nationally or locally, support fact-based reporting.
Let's play Donald Trump talking about how he's going to battle the heat. This is him from yesterday.
On July 4th, it's going to be approximately 107 degrees out. And I'm going to go and I'm going to make a really long speech just to show that I can do anything.
Tim, when he said that, I immediately thought of the drunk history of William Henry Harrison. The story, yeah. I mean, that TV show was really funny, but just the story of what happened to him when he gave his inaugural speech. He wanted to prove that he was still tough. He was 68 years old. He was older for the time, at least. And he didn't wear a coat, and it was very cold, snowy and rainy. And about 30 days later, he succumbed to illness and died. One of the shortest presidencies that we've ever had in this country, or the shortest presidency. It does just, like, there's all the times where Donald Trump is just fighting against an uncomfortable parallel in history. And here's another one. Yeah.
Well, this presidency has been a lot longer than that one, and it feels even longer. Here we are talking about it. He's talking at like 9:50 at night, so it's not going to be at the peak of the day in the heat. We'll see. I think the bigger question is, who wants to go hear a really long Trump speech on the 4th of July night at America 250? I mean, even some of the biggest Trump fans, you would wonder, wouldn't many of them rather just watch it on their big screen and go out and set off sparklers and hang out with their friends in the air conditioning? And, it just seems extremely unappealing. This is what happens when you're a megalomaniac. He only thinks about himself. The original idea for this was that there's going to be a lot of musicians and fanfare, and it would be a moment to remember the history of the country. And you can understand why people might want to do that and like bring their kids to it and kind of experience it. He changed it from that to being a Trump rally. It's going to be really hot. It's going to be really late at night. He says it's going to be long. That's his pitch. I think it's going to be pretty empty.
So much lying that's happening in the White House, or in Washington, from the White House right now. The reflecting pool's not green. It's been torn up by vandals. Everything is beautiful and it's wonderful. And Donald Trump is making the city great again. I mean, Matt Visor had a really great piece in The Atlantic today, Tim, about how there's fencing around everything. There's construction sites everywhere. There's the National Guard everywhere. It doesn't feel like a place that is readying itself for a big celebration of our 250th birthday. Donald Trump keeps trying to say that there was an emergency. He needed to get these projects done fast ahead of this birthday. But it's not like, you know, we woke up yesterday and said, oh, my God, we're turning 250 tomorrow. This has been coming for a long time. And it is, I think, disappointing and sad that this is what it looks like when we're celebrating this big holiday.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that the disappointing part of this, and it's a side effect of the increased toxicity and partisanship in the culture, which is coming from Donald Trump top down, most notably. But it's, you know, across the culture. But it's like, this shouldn't have to be like this, right? It should not be Donald Trump giving a long Stemwinder campaign speech. We shouldn't be, you know, have magnetometers and be blocking people, you know, from the reflecting pool. The whole purpose of this, when they started to think about it 8-10 years ago, you know, should have been, how do we make this as much of a community celebration as possible for everybody to honor the country? I mean, frankly, I've been down to the mall. I'm sure some of you all have on the 4th of July, back when I was living in D.C., it was pretty great just as it was. I mean, you really could have added, you know, a few musicians and, you know, turned up the fireworks a notch, maybe not so high that we're threatening people's health, but, and I think everybody would have had a wonderful time and given a few speeches about the power of America and the promise of America and the principles that kind of brought us all together and made this country so special. And like, they're just not doing it. Everything is partisan. Everything is about Donald Trump himself. Everything is about tearing down people that don't want to honor him and like him. And I think it's natural, as Governor McCrory points out, that people look at this from like, this does not sound unifying or fun at all. I'm going to go watch some soccer.
Let's talk about what the Republicans, or what some Republicans at least, want Donald Trump to say in his speech tomorrow. Greg Murphy of North Carolina: anytime we can do things that are more bipartisan, I think it's important. Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania: public inquiry into what happened to money Congress appropriated. I'm sorry, he's talking about that legal stuff that Lisa was just mentioning. Don Bacon says, hopefully Donald Trump's July 4th speech will be about America, not about him. That's not his propensity. So, you know, some hopes that he's going to make it about us and not about him. Maybe not high expectations on this one. Again, just staying on the subject of Donald Trump making everything about himself. He did it again yesterday in North Dakota. But it was weird. It was very strange, the words he chose. I'm just going to play it.
And now, as I see my two beautiful sons sitting there, I think I'm going to give one to myself, one to them, and we'll have a threesome, okay? I'll pick out one of the two. I'll give them the Congressional Medal of Honor for something, for their genius at hunting. And I'll get one for taking on Russia, 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 or something.
With the top part of it, he mentioned he's going to give one, or both of his kids, I guess, one Medal of Honor, Congressional Medal of Freedom, and he's going to give one to himself. Tim, somebody needs to record him and play it back.
I knew you were going to throw the threesome question to me, Katie, and I feel stereotyped. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. Like, what's he talking? He's going to give himself a medal for going after Russia, Russia, yeah, Russia. He only has like 70 words now that he just rotates through. And,
threesome is a new one. Who knew that threesome was one of them? That's the first time I've heard him talk about threesomes.
Yeah, it's a new one he's added to the mix. I hope we retire it. Can I just really quick, Trump, I'm so sick of Trump. It's like, hard to even talk about him, but can I be mad at Brian Fitzpatrick and Don Bacon? I forget who the other quote was from, Murphy. This is why I sometimes get more upset at kind of the regular Republicans that know better. It's like, why do we all have to pretend like we're in the movie Memento and we can't remember yesterday when we give a quote about what Donald Trump might do? I understand that they're trying to be responsible or whatever and try to say, hey, here's what I hope for, but we're in year 10 of this. Like, Donald Trump is going to talk about himself. And Donald Trump is going to talk about how the media is the enemy of the people. And we know, Vaughn knows the speech he's going to give. Even if it's not the most divisive ever, even if he doesn't start making fun of women's faces or, you know, things he likes to do, like, it's still going to be nasty and divisive. He hasn't read, the Federalist Papers. He doesn't care about the founding documents of America. He's not going to do what Governor McCrory did and off the top of his head, you know, make a reference about Jefferson's letter to Waitman and Jefferson and Adams dying. Like, that's not what's going to happen. Like, he's going to be Donald Trump and talk about himself because he thinks that America's about him. And it's frustrating to see, like, the people around him, you know, try to pretend like it might be something that it's not.
Yeah, when he talks about our history, he often goes to the more violent allegories or tales about our history. I mean, he had one that he would say on the campaign trail. Vaughn, you remember this, talking about General Patton dipping bullets in pig's blood and killing terrorists. And he tells those stories with such energy and joy. You rarely hear him tell a story about anything that is unifying or inspiring or good about this country. It's just all the ways in which we've been vile or violent or tougher than everybody else. And by the way, I think that's an apocryphal story. I'm not even entirely sure it's true. Governor, do you want to weigh in on the threesome comment? I want to make sure that I'm not stereotyping anybody.
My wife's in the next room. I'm not sure I want to.
I'm happy to be stereotyped. It's all right. It's fine. I know what I'm here for, Katie, and, you can just, I got to earn my keep around here.
You're the funniest one of all of us, Tim. Come on. Do you think, Tim, that that there's just something we're missing here. Donald Trump appears to be trying to lose this. I mean, from the way he's leading right now, what he's saying about the economy, what he's saying about people's finances. It's a big yawn. The housing bill, which, by the way, is still sitting on his desk. He hasn't signed. That would make housing cheaper for folks. He's talking about how everyone's 401k has gone up and everyone's so happy. It's like he's really not trying at all. Should we take that to mean, I mean, does he know something we don't about the electorate? He has proven to win despite daunting circumstances. Is there something we're not expecting?
I don't know. I hate to get inside Donald Trump's head. It's not a joyful place to be, but I'm going to try. And here's what I think is happening. I think that there's maybe a worse interpretation than this, or a more alarmist interpretation to this we should be keeping an eye on. But I think the reality is that Donald Trump does not care about what happens in the midterms that much, one way or the other. I think that he's pretty frustrated, frankly, with the Republican Senate as it is. I don't think he has any particular fondness for John Thune and most of the Republican senators. I think that he's focused on enriching himself. I think he's focused on the things he cares about, the new decorations in the White House and the arch and things of that nature. And I think that he has some concern, I guess, about maybe being investigated or impeached if the Democrats take control again. But according to the Haberman and Swan book, he walks around talking about how he's immune all the time. So, I don't know how much he's worried about that. And so I think that he's just that your interpretation is right. I don't know that he's trying to lose. I just don't think he cares that much about winning the midterms. All things considered, if they could use the SAVE Act or others to rig them or to do things to tilt the playing field that would help the Republicans, I think he'd be down for that. And I think he certainly will be happy to complain on social media and make up lies about how our elections are fake if he loses. But I think that it's pretty low on his priority list, which is, not typical of presidents.
So, Tim, what do you think he does care about right now?
I think he cares about legacy. If you go to the Swan book, Haberman, he was comparing himself to Stalin and Napoleon and Hitler, which is kind of a strange list of people to compare yourself to. But I think that was what Venezuela was. I think that's what Iran was. I think Bibi told him that they built statues for him in the Middle East, that this is going to be easy. The Iran leadership is weak. They can overthrow them in 2 weeks like they did in Venezuela. I think that's what the Greenland is about. I think that's what the arch is about, right? Like, it's what he's done his whole life. He puts his name on stuff. I think he wants to put his name on stuff and make generational wealth for his family. And that's what he's been doing.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.